morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. We're thankful that you're with us in our sanctuary to worship the Lord, and we thank you for listening over the internet and the radio airwaves out there. And I hope today you who are listening on the radio and the internet and those who are in the sanctuary will experience the love, the power, and the comfort from God's words today when Pastor brings the message. And if you're a visitor and visiting with us today, we want to thank you for coming and worshiping with us. And you can fill out the registration card. It's attached to our church bulletin, and you can drop it in the offering plate with your check. We would appreciate that. Not less than $500, please. Of course, Mike may have charged you a ticket already to get in. Sometimes they do that back there. But to make a long story short, Pastor, if you'll give me an extra minute here, I just want to mention that, Charles Spurgeon, everybody's heard about him, right? They built this great church for him. It was about 5,000 people that would come see him. And the only way they could get in is they'd have to get their ticket before they would come to the worship service. There was no charge, but it's like you go maybe to a movie theater, you had the row, the seat, and everything. Well, you don't have to get a ticket here. Just come on in, sit wherever you want. We thank you for coming. The bulletin also has an outline of our pastor's message today. So if you would kindly turn to that when he brings his message, you'll have an outline there to follow along with the pastor in the bulletin there. And the scripture of the month is also found in your bulletin. It's found in Psalm chapter 66, verse 8. That's Psalm 66, verse 8. It says, "Oh, bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of his praise to be heard." So when we start singing, we want to praise him. I want to hear your voices making a joyful noise unto the Lord, especially Kim. Okay. And I just want to bring up and remind you a couple of Bethel Baptist Church activities and services for this week. The next time we're all gathered together here will be this coming Wednesday, the 21st at 7:30 p.m. We have a beautiful prayer meeting where we bring our needs to the Lord, and we have Bible study, and we get the scriptures explained to us from Pastor Greg, Pastor Otero, and you have comments. It's like a give and take. So if you have any questions, you can come and ask your questions during our Bible study, and we'll do our best to answer them. And on Thursday, the 22nd at 7 p.m., we have the men's Bible study that's also located here at Bethel Baptist Church. And then this Friday, the 23rd at 7:30 p.m., we have the youth Bible study, and that will be here at Bethel Baptist Church. And then once the day service is over, we start again next Sunday. Next Sunday morning, we will begin our services at 9:45 a.m. with song, and then at 10 o'clock we have our Sunday school Bible study time at 10 a.m. And we encourage all to attend so that you might grow in wisdom and the knowledge of the Lord. And the more we're in God's word, the more we learn about him, and the more we can be blessed, because we'll know how to follow his ways. And also today's services, we want to keep in mind we have several services the remainder of the day. At 2 o'clock p.m., we're going to be over at Pacific Hills Manor encouraging the less fortunate. They cannot get out and go to their own church to worship God, but we come there and bring God and his word there, and they're able to worship. And some of these elderly people, they cannot see, but you can see their mouths moving, and they know the words of the hymns. They love the Lord. So if you can make it, it's at 2 p.m. today. Also at 3:30, our choir practice will be here in the chapel. Also at 3:30, the children ministry will be led by Candace Tomlinson. And then we have a group Bible study with Pastor Tomlinson answering questions for us. And today we're going to be studying how can I understand Ezekiel's description of Gog's pursuit. I'm sure everyone knows who Gogs is. If you want to know, come to our lesson and you'll find out. Pastor Greg knows everything about Gogs. And of course, we're going to be closing our service today. If you can come back at 5 o'clock p.m., we have the evening service with Lee Prater. And he is continuing the studies in the Gospel of Mark. And you'll enjoy his studies. And now let us continue to praise the Lord with Tae Young on our piano. And Victor, if you'd like to come lead us now in our songs.
Let's turn to our second hymn, number 378, Stand Up for Jesus, number 378.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss.
Why don't we turn to our last hymn, number 367, His Way With Thee. And please stand as we sing our last hymn, number 367, His Way With Thee. Pastor Otero.
Thank you so much. I invite you to stand and remain standing, and let's look to the Lord in prayer this morning. Our Heavenly Father, we read in Psalm 108, I will praise you, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises to you, among the nations. Thank you, Father, that you have provided the means to Bethel Baptist Church to praise your name among us and among the nations of the world via radio and internet. Lord, we pray with King David in Psalm 40, please, Lord, rescue me, he said. Lord, rescue America. Help the people's heart that we do not have any more Florida's atrocities. Bless the families, embrace them with your love and your care. May the pastors in the area use the occasion to embrace these people and to show them the kindness of God and the love of God. Lord, we pray you will help those in need among our people too. May the con with needs the healing from cancer, Mrs. Butone from Informed Choice Ministries, and need of overcoming cancer, Ed Hernandez with dementia and recovery from heart strokes, Gene Bergen, his strength as he faced the last moments among us, but he is with us and is strong. Joe Plica, strength and direction for the future. Myself, Lord, that the energies and vitality will come back. I thank you. I really thank you for my daughter coming in and take over my case with the doctors, and things will solve within 2 days. Thank you, Lord, and I'm looking forward to these final steps and this tumor that have been found in my body. Lord, you have control, and you provided the help. Thank you, Father. I pray for Joshua Yalday. I like to see him free, walking, such a beautiful boy. For Leonard Rice, Lord, his strength through the therapy program. And now for Philomena Laurel, Victor's mother, who is in the hospital. Lord, we read in the book of Acts in chapter 2, for the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call. Thank you, Father. You have reached us. We are the far off. Thank you, Father, that we have not only the knowledge of Christ, but we can proclaim Christ to others. And so we have missionaries also. And we pray for Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Benalmadena, Spain. For Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala City. For Marta Poretti with the drug addicts in Buenos Aires, Argentina. For Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain. Book writing and local church foundations. For Jose and Diane Avila, organizing the ministries across the America. For Informed Choices, saving lives in Gilroy and San Martin and in Morton Hill. Last year, 42 lives were saved. Thank you, Father, thank you. Daniel and Miriam Lacey with Bob's Cafe Ministry, work training and spiritual training of young people. For Fred and Carol Lewis and the missionary language training. And Lord, for the pastor Edmund Edmund in Bacerac, Sonora, Mexico, pastoring the new church that we started 2 years ago and now is flourishing with more than 100 people on it. Thank you for the heart and mind of the people of BBC, the people at BBC, and on the airways of radio and internet and CD, who give to the ministry of BBC with love and beyond measure. So we pray, bless the giver and bless the offering, because we pray in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you very much, choir, for that beautiful singing. Let's give them a round of applause for that great singing. I would just like to remind everyone listening over the internet and the radio, if you need a Bible, our church will be glad to send you one so you can participate in the reading of God's Word and studying God's Word. You can call us here at Bethel Baptist Church at 408-778-2595. That's 408-2595. And let us stand now for the reading of God's Word in Proverbs chapter 7, 1 through 4. If you'll turn in your Bibles now to Proverbs chapter 7, verses 1 through 4. My son, keep my words and treasure my commands within you. Keep my commands and live, and my law is the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your nearest kin, that they may keep you from immoral woman. Let us now bow for a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We acknowledge you as our refuge and high tower. You are a refuge and a stronghold in times of trouble. In the day of our trouble, you will hide us in your shelter, in the secret place of your tent. Will you hide us? You will set us upon a high rock. We will offer the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving for delivering us from all our troubles. Lord, many are the evils that confront us, but you are able to deliver us out of them all. Thank you for being merciful and gracious to us all. Father, you are a very present help in our time of trouble. Father, now as our pastor comes to deliver our word to us, open up our understanding by your Spirit so we may receive it gladly and give us the power to obey it. Give our pastor strength and wisdom to teach your word and bless all under the hearing of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. To the visitors who are in our sanctuary and our listeners over the radio and the internet for the first time, let me introduce you to our pastor. He's a servant and a man of God, Dr. Gabriel Otero. Let's give him a warm welcome.
This wine is going to make me popular, you know? Because of my weakness, I'm going to use a stool to help myself in case I need it, but I like to stand.